Why do we always have to be saying something when the podcast starts?
I don't know, dude. We're gonna get started right now, though. Are you ready? You. All right, here. Cup of jokes coming to you live. Wait, in five, four, three, two, one.
Hey, episode 18. That's
I'm pretty sure it's 19.
No, it's 18.
Remember how like 20 minutes ago I was like, you know what? I'm gonna check before. But instead, I didn't fucking check. For now, it's 18.
No, it is episode 18.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Oh, you're right. We made those posts. Yeah. Episode 18 coming out soon.
So we got 4, 8, 12, 16. We've been doing this 5 weeks.
Don't hurt yourself. I got a calculator.
So anyways.
Be careful.
All right. What's our sponsor this week?
You know who the sponsor is, bro.
What do you got?
This week, we got this shipped in all the way from Cambodia, bro. Bam, 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 baby.
What is that?
Fucking milk bones, bro. Macro snacks.
Oh, they're dog milk bones.
Yeah, dude.
Where'd you get those?
I told you, Cambodia shipped them over to Walmart.
They look good. They look really good. Eat one.
I'm not going to eat one.
Eat one.
Fuck no.
Eat one.
Why the fuck? No, you fucking eat one.
I'll eat one if you eat one.
How about no?
How about rock, paper, scissors? Loser eats one.
All right, pussy, you're fucking on. Are you ready?
All right.
Smack hands.
No, right? Put it on the table. On shoot. So it'll be rock, paper, scissors, shoot, and then you throw your...
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot?
Yep.
No one can fucking see our hands.
Doesn't it's not for it's
for
us
to determine who gets to eat it. Okay.
You're eating a milk bone right now.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck!
Pussy.
Fucking kidding me.
Ha ha! Fucking eat that shit. Eat that fucking shit, you bitch. Eat that shit, you bitch.
Let's see what we got here, dude.
Let's see what we got. These milk bones fresh from Cambodia, bro. Mmm. Put that shit in your mouth. Yeah. Mm. It's probably not that bad. That's disgusting.
Oh, fuck.
Andy's running over to fucking eat him.
I got to get some water.
My roommate's dog is running over to eat him. Hey, you want me to get up and walk with you?
Yeah. Get up and walk.
Is that bad?
Yeah, it's horrible. Really bad.
All right.
It just tastes like shit.
It tastes like shit?
Yeah. That was a bad idea.
Okay.
Oh, I got to get some water. Hold on.
That's really gross, dude. Careful. Don't put it in the mic. I'll do all the talking. Joe's currently using my sink to wash his mouth out. That's fucking disgusting. So, happy early 4th, guys. 4th of July is coming up soon. Oh, my God. That's so funny. He spit into my favorite cup. Oh, you sick fuck.
Ugh, dude, fuck.
I don't have any gum, but I have I didn't flush the toilet. There's still piss in there if you want to go drink that.
That was a mistake. Episode 18, just don't try dog bones.
Off the rails already from the start.
Ugh, fucking fuck.
I'm glad you got yourself into that, too.
Ugh, that was gross. Annie here. Fucking, yeah. Oh, man, that was fucking what wholesome goodness. Bullshit!
It's a macro snack, bro.
With real bone marrow.
Real bone marrow.
Fucking, God. That was disgusting as fuck.
That was childish as fuck.
That was so gross. I'm never eating dog cookies again. Rest of my fucking life.
That's some childish ass shit, man.
Ugh.
God, that's something little kids would do. Kids with TikToks, bro. Those immature fuckers. TikToks for bitches, bro.
TikToks for bitches. Right.
So me and Joe downloaded TikTok recently.
We have a TikTok recently.
Yeah,
we have TikTok.
Yeah, it's not as bad as everyone makes it seem.
It's fun. I like it. I love having a bunch of 12-year-olds follow me on TikTok.
Yeah, it's dope, man. My buddy Touche is blowing up on it. And, you know, we just started posting our videos on it, and they're getting some traction.
Dude, what's the most views your videos have?
Mine's at like 30,000.
I got 700,000.
All right. Okay. Congratulations, Joe. Fuck you. Why don't you eat another dog bone, you fucking hack?
No. All right. So, yeah. You actually told me to download it.
Yeah. I was like, yo, download that shit and upload your videos. Ugh. We're sleeping on it.
I download it. I put out a random voiceover. 673,000 views. And I've had this shit maybe 4 days, and I have 8,500 followers on TikTok. Should we shout out our TikTok names?
Yeah, shout out. Yo. Yours is blowing up, so you go hit yours.
Yo, shout out. I mean, shout me out. Fuck. Shout out to my TikTok at. Fuck. I mean, my TikTok.
Look up Joe's TikTok.
My TikTok is peoples_champion.
That's a solid name. I'm not going to lie. That's a very good name.
Peoples_champion. And then I don't even follow people, but I'm following 48 people and I have 8,500 followers.
That's fucking God damn it.
What do you have?
43 followers.
Oh, fucking fail.
Yeah, but I have like 30,000 views on videos. I had like zero followers and I posted that shit.
You have good videos out.
Zero with like, I'm not kidding. I must have had like three followers. I posted a video and got 5,000 views.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, it's so easy to get views on this shit.
My lowest one's 11 or 12,000.
Fuck you. Anyway.
I like these.
It's doing good, man. I'm happy it's working out for you.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes, man.
Yeah, man, but it's fine. Hop on the fucking app. It's not that bad. I always thought it was.
Well, what's your TikTok so they can follow you? So it's, you can at least get 100.
At, fuck you. It's at Jake Ricka Comedy.
That's a too long name.
No, it's not.
At Jake Rica Comedy, change it. Change at Jake Rica.
It's already taken.
What? Who the fuck is?
I think I took it and then forgot it.
Fuck.
Yeah, fuck you. I think I took it on accident from myself.
Oh.
I think I made another profile like.
Oh, that's what it is.
A while ago.
Yeah.
And never used it.
Oh. You know what?
No,
I
it's not.
You should have done it. You know what I should have done? I should have put the barbecue sauce on the milk bones.
That would have been better. It would have been a cool sponsor if he had Sweet Baby Ray's.
Yeah.
It would have been something that I enjoy like lathering all over myself as opposed to these shitty milk bones.
What the fuck, dude? Yo, podcasting is so fun.
I love it, man.
Oh, you're now. Jake's now squeezing the
barbecue sauce. I was wafting the
barbecue
sauce in my face, and it was so good. So, but yeah, TikTok's not that bad.
I like TikTok. Follow
us. I'm still going to shit on it because it's a lot of 12-year-olds dancing.
It's
and
a
then
bunch of kids dancing and shit.
And you'll see
a bunch
like,
of girls dancing. It's like, yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, girls are literally, it's a lot of voiceovers. And these girls are like, there's a thing girls are voicing over right now.
A lot of gay shit, dude.
And they're literally the girls, the voiceover goes, or it's them basically dubbing someone saying, and you know, everyone only follows you because.
Yeah.
You're a girl and you have boobs and ass and you're attractive.
Yeah, fuck
you don't have any skills.
Yeah, I'm attractive.
And I'm like, duh. And that's like a thing going around right now.
That's
weird. Just like these talentless hacks.
Oh, Jesus.
But they're like kids, though.
They are kids, bro.
Like, literally, I've clicked on a girl. She has like millions
of views, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of likes doing this really like provocative dance wearing almost nothing. And I go to her profile and she says 16 in her bio. And
what
I was like,
fuck?
What? Thank you. I was like, what in the fuck?
16, Jesus.
Yeah, so it's just like a matter of you don't watch the videos, you just upload them, you know?
Yeah.
Just avoid them all altogether.
Sorry, I wasn't listening to anything you said. I'm doing a scratch
off.
Yeah,
because you're a fucking addict.
Oh, shit, dude, I won.
What'd you win?
I don't know. I didn't do the prize yet. What do you think I won?
Fucking $2.
No, it's a $10 scratch off. You can't win $2. I'm about to do
$2.
Bro, what if we win? All right. What do you think?
I said I already told you $2.
Dude, holy shit. I won $10.
Oh, wow. You got your money back.
I won $10. It's all good.
You didn't win $10. You just didn't lose $10.
That's true. So anyways, yeah. All right, we got the 4th of July. Tomorrow is the 4th of July. 4th of July.
Happy birthday, America.
Puerto Rico.
Right?
Yeah,
America. This is when they signed the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, 1994.
Paul Revere. What? Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it was 1969, the Declaration.
No, I'm serious. It was
1862.
No, 17.
When Columbus,
1792,
Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It's something like that.
That was funny.
He murdered a bunch of Native Americans.
Dude, you know, honestly, Christopher Columbus. Wait, what does he have to do with Independence Day? He's a fucking cunt.
I was just naming shit.
Christopher Columbus is a cunt.
Yeah.
You know, he made Hitler look like an altar boy.
What?
As a joke, my teacher would say in history class.
He didn't kill 6 million people.
No, he was so bad. People to this day still don't know the truth about Christopher Columbus. Yo, there was. My teacher told me, like, he showed me these documents that Christopher Columbus would, like, have competitions with his men of whose sword was the sharpest they'd amputate people, like, in the villages. Hitler, like,
big old piece of
like,
shit.
Christopher Columbus did it himself, supposedly. Hitler was just like, hey, go kill those Jews. That's what Hitler was like.
Jesus Christ.
Hitler, I don't know if Hitler ever, like, did Hitler ever kill anybody? He just told people to do it. Christopher Columbus was, like, a fucked up man, dude.
Yeah, Kribble, it was a different time, though. It was back when you had to get your hands dirty. There wasn't fucking weapons like they had during World War II, bro.
Guns, tanks.
And the amount of, like, people in...
Pepper spray.
Number one, just communication. Just being able to be like, hey, you guys,
kill all those Jews, you know, as opposed to having to like write letters and fucking sail ships.
There was no cell phones too.
Yeah, no cell phone. There wasn't cell phones in World War II times.
No,
there was just easier, like radio and shit. You were able to communicate.
Yeah, dude.
And get people together and rally them up with propaganda, like Hitler did. Okay,
that was Hitler.
That was a horrible Hitler.
Yeah, it sounded like a Chinese person. Fuck. All right. Anyways, well, what's fuck, I did it again. All right.
Yeah, we were both bad.
So you're going to be at my house tomorrow, 4th of July. We're going to have we're going to have fireworks. So, dude.
We're still going to have butt sex?
Little, yeah.
Okay, so little, fireworks.
A little bit, just so you know, it's going to get wild, dude.
Yeah, fuck, it's going to be lit, bro.
Every
it's
year.
It's going to be fucking lit.
Every
it's
year
be sick.
For the last 30 years. You know what a pyromaniac is?
Yeah.
My dad's a pyromaniac.
Okay.
He's just loves fire and,
set
and
shit on
blowing
fire for
shit
fun.
Up, dude.
Luckily, he's an adult. That's nice.
No, you're gonna see. He's a child.
Yeah, I'm sure the apple is not falling far.
He'll literally probably stand next to you with a firework and just launch it at you like a bottle rocket. Just
that's like my dad.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey, Joe, hold this, and he'll throw you a pack of firecrackers.
So have you been having giant 4th of July since you were a kid?
Since I was born.
It's just always just like your dad goes all out?
Oh, we go all out. Dude, well, this year, he probably spent $1,000.
For real?
I got some shit yesterday.
I'm going to buy some tomorrow.
No. You don't have to. You really want to?
Just to fuck, yeah, I'm going to your house to blow shit up.
You want
to
split something with me?
What?
We could, it'd be like $60 each.
What is it?
Some big, big mortars.
Oh, fucking mortars? Yeah, I fuck with mortars. Those are fun as fuck.
We can go tomorrow. I can go tomorrow and get it.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll split it with you.
All right.
Hell yeah. So dude, I grew up blowing shit up so much. Do you have any like absurd stories from 4th of July? That was like
fucked up
stuff.
My 8th, 4th of July, my dad, he set, there's, you know, those little cars you would drive around with, like the little, that you would get in the car, like as you were young, you drive it.
Mm-hmm.
My dad set that whole thing on fire.
What?
Yeah, he just said
it. Didn't even blow up, or he was just like, we're going to set it on fire.
We had this tradition where at the end of the night, we get a huge box and we just throw a bunch of fireworks in, we light it in the street, we just put gas on, we just blow it up.
That's a terrifying tradition.
Horrible idea.
That's very stupid.
I've almost died several times.
Good.
Like
good,
my dad.
Very good.
Like last year we were just throwing mortars at each other.
Throwing mortars.
Yeah.
I can't run. I don't know if I want to go.
Dude, this is like, and I would purposely put them in the tube upside down.
You're a fucking asshole.
Oh, it's so funny.
Explode.
This is like.
Well, the fire goes through the tube. It's crazy.
Oh, you're gonna see it Thursday. Oh, what's getting done? We put a whole fountain cake up, like pointing towards the neighbor's house, dude. And
how many car alarms you set off?
Oh, dude, it was
everyone.
Awful. Oh, dude, it was great.
Cars that don't even have alarms fucking magically get them.
Well,
and
there
they
was
go off.
He was able to get these shits like that were similar to Disney, and then like you would set one off, and it would like the cops would be there.
That's fucked. Yeah, careful.
But we couldn't get those this year. But we still got these mortars that are pretty fucking legit, dude. They're awesome.
That's what's up, bro. When I was a kid, there is this firework. It looks like a Roman candle.
Yeah.
Roman
candle.
Roman candle. It looks like a Roman candle.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know what it is, it's like basically a stick you hold and fucking shoots out the end.
Yeah, dude.
Fireballs. So my brother, my grandfather set it up and gave me and my brother what he thought was Roman candles. But what they were those things that you're supposed to nail to a wall and they spin.
Oh.
So me and we're like fucking like 3 years old and we're sitting there like, yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to shoot them off into a safe distance. And this shit just starts spinning around our hand, lighting on fire. My whole family's losing their shit.
That's funny. Speaking of Roman candles, shit, let's see here. 3 years ago, I was drunk as fuck. Oh, here it is. I found it. This girl is shooting Roman candles at my ass. Swear to God.
Are we going to post this?
Yeah, I'll post this.
We can post it, right? All right. That's your ass? Oh, that's definitely your ass. Yeah, I know that. I know that ass.
Listen to my scream.
Listen to my scream.
Oh, my God.
You squeaked.
Yeah. Okay, so we are going to... should we put... I was drunk as fuck.
You squeaked.
Should we post that tomorrow? Or the next podcast.
Post it.
I'll post it tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll post it.
Episode 18 out. 4th of July is tomorrow.
We'll post
this. This was me 2 years ago.
Yeah, we'll figure out when we post it. It's going to be posted either Either Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, we'll post it. We'll post it tomorrow. Yeah,
we'll fucking figure it out.
Yeah, we'll do it. So, any hoosers.
Yeah, so you said the cops would show up?
Oh, dude, cops always come. They'll be there Thursday,
for sure. You ever banned from anywhere from the fireworks, or did you always do it at home?
We always did it at home. Dude, I would, man, I used to take, because sometimes we would have mortars left over. I would take fucking mortars, huge mortars, and put them in people's mailboxes.
As your fucking asshole.
And
federal property.
Oh, I know. If they were plastic mailboxes, the mailbox would disintegrate. The mailman would come and be like, oh, fuck. You just leave the mail on like a wooden stump. Like, yeah, sorry. Your mailbox is gone.
Just fuck, dude. I used to set shit up. Have you ever had a firecracker blow up in your hand?
No, I got burned pretty bad.
Bro, it's a weird feeling. Like, yeah. Your whole hand throbs.
Dude, there's people every year lose their hands and fingers from fireworks.
Yeah, I was close to doing it when I was a kid. Because I used to think it was so cool. I would like light them individually and throw them real quick.
Yeah, fuck that.
But this one, the second I lit it, popped. Mm. It popped literally in my hand, like on my finger.
Oh, Jesus.
Terrifying.
So, City of Oviedo has a fireworks every year. But I can't ever go to Oviedo.
Fuck, why not? That's where...
I can't. I'm banned from Oviedo for forever.
Just more like firework related?
No,
or?
It was something other related.
Why are you banned from Oviedo? I used to live in Oviedo.
Oviedo sucks, bro. There's nothing.
Fuck you, man. I lived there for like 3 years.
2012, I was driving, texting and driving. And you know those sandhill crane birds?
Like those tall ones with the long legs?
I fucking ran one over. And it was, you know how certain birds have the signs that say bird crossing
with the X-I-N-G,
like deer crossing, bear, like it was these birds crossing, and I was supposed to be going like under 5 miles per hour, and I was going like 25, texting and driving, and just fucking ran the shit over. Fucking I didn't even see it, or I heard it, and I was like, oh fuck.
I've never even hit like a fucking raccoon.
I look at my rear view mirror.
You hit a fucking bird.
Bro, I look at my rear view mirror, there's just feathers and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, did I hit a pillow? And then I got pulled over by a cop who was, he was a couple cars behind me, and he's like, yeah, man, you're going to get a huge fine. It was like $10,000. Because those birds are endangered. But they're endangered.
Yeah, and it wasn't your fault. The bird was crossing the street.
Those are bitch-ass birds, too. They think they run the streets, dude.
they don't run the street. They run the fucking streets.
So the cop's like, dude, I almost had to go to court and everything. It was insane.
For hitting a bird.
Yeah, because he's like, he thought I did it on purpose. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm an animal activist lovest.
You
know what I mean?
You're like John Lovest.
I'm an animal activist.
Okay.
So they're like, yeah, you can never come back to the city of Oviedo.
Joe Propito over here.
So fuck Oviedo. That's what I say. There's nothing in Oviedo but chickens, fucking F-250s, and a high school.
Dicks. Bunch of little dicks.
Bunch
chickens,
of little dicks in there.
Yeah, little dicks, big cocks walking around the streets, and they think they just run everything,
bro.
Yeah,
fuck them, dude.
They're a bunch of big old bitches.
Fuck Oviedo. I hope Oviedo just fucking gets in fucking...
Yeah.
Japan drops a bomb on him.
Yeah. But what?
I don't know.
No, just let it out, dude. This is like therapy, bro. Just let it all out.
Yeah. Speaking of therapy. You've been doing your physical therapy for your fat knee?
Knee? It's a bad knee.
Bad
knee.
Sorry.
Wish it was more fat and it'd be able to take bigger of a blow.
Oop.
Yeah. My knee, I'm doing therapy and it's going well, dude.
Yeah.
But I've been treating my physical therapy, like normal therapy. I'm trying to like double down. You know what I mean?
Explain.
Well, basically the word therapy is in the title, so they must have went to the same school as like a therapist.
No, it's not how it works.
It's in the title. Fuck you. It's how it works. So I'm telling this guy all my problems. So he'll be like stretching me out.
Uh-huh.
And like last week he was like, oh, do you feel the stretch? And I was like, no, as much as I felt my dad leaving. And he didn't know how to respond.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
I like
man.
That.
I like it too. He just
not as much as my dad leaving.
Just casual conversation with him, man.
What else have you said to him?
They just reflect. I'm just like, he's like, you need to do some body squats over there. And I was like, my ex-wife used to love body squats. Still don't know why she left me. I'm just
you're weirding this guy out.
Yeah, I'm like fucking 26,
what,
and he thinks
creeper,
I'm a dead
bro.
Dad and ex-wife. Yo.
I just shit myself.
He's still farting. It's those milk bones, dude.
Oh, that milk bone.
That wholesome goodness with bone marrow.
Oh, and shit those out.
Right through you. Imagine if you ate that whole thing. You would have just shit immediately.
Dude, what, yo, why are farts so funny?
Bro, we go over this. I think we talk about farts almost every episode. But
seriously, let's break it down.
Let's break it down. Well, it's a little, it's an audible noise that comes out of your ass.
But like burping's not funny.
Yeah, no, it's not funny. It's gross. But, well, you're used to noise coming out of your mouth. When you're talking, it's like, yeah, that's normal. Noise is supposed to come from there. Your ass is silent 99.99% of the day. And out of nowhere, it's just like, hey! Look at me! Look at me!
Hey, hey!
It's like, oh, you don't want to listen to me? You think that's silent? Fucking get a whiff of this shit.
Yeah. Like, if you're in an elevator, 10 people, and you burp really loud, people are like, oh, that's so gross.
Yeah, you might get nobody, some like douchey guy go, yeah, nice.
Yeah, but nobody's going to laugh. But if you're in that same elevator, those same 10 people, you let out a fart that's loud, I guarantee you 3 of those people will laugh.
Do you think they would laugh if you start? Do you think they would laugh more if you're laughing or if you're being embarrassed?
If I was in an elevator with 10 other people and I fart, I would fart. I'd be like, pfft, I'd probably be like, oops. And I think the oops would get a laugh. Or I'd be like, I'd fart and be like, pfft. Wasn't me. And then that would get like 3 laughs.
There you go.
3 people would laugh. I think one person would really laugh hard. God, it's so funny.
Just fart really loud and turn around and go, excuse me? You say something?
Yeah. Excuse me. Like, did you ask a question?
Who? Farting is so much fun. Oh man. Yo, I used to have a pooter. You know what that is?
A pooter.
A pooter, bro. It's this dude named Jack Vale invented it. You walk around, it fits in your hand,
mm-hmm.
and it's the most realistic like fart noise ever.
Oh, really?
And I used to walk around just fart noise, just doing these loud.
Was
like,
it loud?
Loud as fuck, dude. Like these giant, wet, squishy farts next Jesus. To people. That's a fucking idiot, dude.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
I need to buy another pooter. Those were so much fun.
Those are fun. So
I'm gonna buy in a couple of podcasts. I'll play around my pooter. Yeah, it's a solid technique. You gotta really put your thumb in the right spot and push. That's how it works.
Yeah, you ever eaten ass?
No.
Me either.
Okay. I haven't. I've fingers and butts.
You put a finger in an ass?
Yeah.
Your own?
No.
I put my finger in my ass.
That's weird.
In the shower.
That's fair.
I just wash it with fucking herbal.
I wash the fuck out of my ass. I have to. It's hard for me to reach my ass.
Yeah, I know. Well, look at you.
Like, legit, dude. I have to wipe from the front. I can't reach my back.
I think if aliens came down to Earth and they were abducting people, they'd look at you and be like, no.
No. This ship only has so much capacity. Why do they have a weird accent? We have the wrong alien in mind.
They can't hold the weight.
Bro, if you think you're going to get abducted by aliens, you're an arrogant piece of shit. Who the fuck do you think you are?
Yeah, I got
it. You're so special. Yeah. Oh, no, they want me. No, they fucking don't. No one cares who you are.
You know how, like, supposedly you get, like, sucked up through the ship?
Yeah.
They'd be sucking you up, and they'd go back down.
The ship would start falling.
The ship would come down.
Mm-hmm.
Bro,
if they were going to abduct anyone, it would be, like, fucking Will Smith or some shit.
Now,
someone famous.
If I was aliens and I come to Earth, you know who I'm abducting?
Who?
Burt Reynolds.
That's fair.
His mustache.
Look at that fucking thing. God bless America and Burt Reynolds.
If I had a pussy, I would let Burt Reynolds rub his mustache all over my pussy.
Hell, that's okay. But with that being said, Joe,
oh, we got to give a shout out to fucking.
Oh, yeah. How do you say his name?
Satan A. Katani. I'm going to say that one more time. Satan A. Katani. He's a kid.
Satan underscore A underscore Katani.
He's a kid in Saudi Arabia I go live with on my Instagram. Shout out my Instagram, Real Grandma's Boy. Fuck Phil Swift, too, by the way. So follow me on Instagram if you want. Oh, shit. They could vote for me, too.
They can vote for you. We got Joe Sensabella, a.k.a. Fuckface, a.k.a. Little Dick Virgin Face over here. Let's not talk about it. All right, so all right, so Joe got nominated for best local comedian by Orlando Weekly.
Now,
fuck you, yeah, right. In Orlando. So if you want to vote for this fucking cuck, go to
my Instagram.
His Instagram,
Real Grandma's Boy,
and the link is in the description.
Click it,
and go to the Arts and Culture, and scroll down, and you'll see Joe Sensabella. And another one, if you're already there, go to the best comedy club / comedy night and vote for the other bar.
Yep.
And if that happens and we win this, That means we'll be going to this big party and we'll record the podcast there. We'll get some funny videos. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Just we're going to get real physical, you know?
Let's get physical.
Just going to get real physical with each other.
Yeah. Yo,
yeah, man.
Would you